Every 3 years, during the 10-day USA International Harp Competition, Indiana University is filled with this unmistakable sound. This year, 39 harpists from 19 countries were selected to compete for the 2010 title. 25-year-old Lena Maria Buchberger came from Germany. She says she's been mesmerized by the harp since she was 6 years old.
Maybe the point of fascination is that you cannot really put it into words. It just pulls you towards it. I don't specifically know what I love so much about it, but I know it every day.
Many of the contestants come from overseas and do not bring their instruments with them. They juggle for practice time behind closed doors and scramble for extra time on the harps loaned by the prestigious Lyon & Healy Harp Company. Harpists are not only judged on technical merits, but also presentation and implied values such as work ethic, diligence, and generosity. Contestants play four memorized solo pieces, choosing their music from a list of 20 designated selections. This helps the internationally assembled jurors to determine skill level so they can cut the number of contestants in half.
Even if you don't advance to like further stages, you're going to learn a lot just from preparing.
While advancing their knowledge is a bonus, the competition's executive director, Andrew Bratton, explains there are several more important reasons most musicians compete.
The grand prize for the gold medalist in the harp competition wins a custom-made Lyon & Healy gold concert harp made specifically for the USA International Harp Competition. The harp is valued at $55,000.
And winning the competition jump-starts a young harpist's career. Past winners are now playing for Moscow's Bolshoi Ballet, the Paris Opera, and the Vienna Philharmonic. Many have also received recording contracts and gone on to professorships with esteemed academies and universities. Bratton says in the current economic situation, this is especially important.
Many orchestras in the past had carried two harpists all of the time. Now there are very few, maybe even just a handful, that have more than one harpist as part of their regular orchestra. So many of the students that are studying here have the prospect of looking at very limited job possibilities.
The competition means so much to 28-year-old Marianne Meyer, a graduate of Indiana University, that she's back for her second try.
There's no bows, there's no hammers, there's no keys, it's just your finger on the string. So it's a very direct way to create music and communicate that with your audience.
That's what Susan McDonald was hoping to give the world when she created the USA International Harp Competition. A renowned musician in her own right, McDonald built a career as a solo harpist in the 1950s and later helped establish harp programs at UCLA, Juilliard, and Indiana University.
To have this chance to really hear the harp in all of its glory, to realize the vast tonal possibilities of the instrument and all the different styles that can be played so effectively. And I think everybody comes away loving the harp.
The eight semifinalists perform music they've selected and a new composition for harp written especially for the IHC. And while neither Marianne Meyer nor Lena Maria Buchberger made it to the final round, in which the top three contestants played a concerto with a full orchestra, both say the experience left them smiling. This year's top prizes went to harpists from France, Japan, and Russia. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Bloomington, Indiana.